This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. China says 17 more people have become infected with a new coronavirus strain. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials are now screening for the virus at three airports. More from VOA's Michelle Quinn.
At New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, one man in transit with his wife and children said the health screening was a simple process.
15 minutes? Very simple, and they made it very easy to get through.
Screening is also happening in other cities around the world. People who went through the screening in San Francisco said it was an easy procedure. Passengers were asked a few questions on a form, as described by Sunny Xing, a student who spent just 3 hours in Wuhan on a flight layover.
If you felt sick and all of that, and I think that was, if you felt sick and like my personal information, where I live and stuff like that.
Citing passenger privacy, a spokesperson with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declined to say if any passengers from Wuhan were flagged at the three U.S. airports for possibly having the virus. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
The U.S. lawmakers managing the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump have filed a brief laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House's impeachment, calling the charges against Mr. Trump a dangerous attack on Americans and their right to vote. Mr. Trump's impeachment trial starts Tuesday in the Senate. SpaceX will try again today to test its emergency escape system on its new crew capsule. High wind and waves at the capsule recovery site forced the company to scrub Saturday's test. For more on any of these stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the Myanmar government faces intense global criticism for a 2017 military campaign that targeted minority Rohingya Muslims, Chinese President Xi Jinping is reinforcing his support for embattled Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Reuters' Emer McCarthy explains.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi signed 33 agreements on Saturday in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. China and Myanmar have historically had a fraught relationship, but have moved closer since 2017, when Myanmar was internationally condemned for its treatment of minority Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. More than 730,000 Rohingya were forced to flee Western Myanmar after a military crackdown that the United Nations has said was executed with genocidal intent. China has defended the country on the global stage and is viewed as the biggest obstacle to a prosecution of its leaders at an international war crimes tribunal.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. The bodies of the 11 Ukrainians who died when an Iranian missile shot down a passenger plane have arrived in Ukraine for a farewell ceremony. They were among the 176 people killed in the January 8th catastrophe when a Ukrainian Airlines plane heading to Kyiv was brought down shortly after takeoff from Tehran. Iran acknowledged 3 days later that the plane was mistakenly hit by an anti-aircraft missile. Meanwhile, the Iranian official leading the investigation into the Ukrainian jetliner that was accidentally shot down appears to be backtracking Sunday on plans to send the flight recorders abroad for analysis, a day after saying they would be sent to Kyiv. He said Iran is working to recover the data and cabin recordings, and that it may send the flight recorders, commonly known as black boxes, to Ukraine or France, but as of yet, they have made no decision. Thousands gathered in cities across the U.S. as part of the nationwide Women's March rallies. They focused on issues such as climate change, pay equality, reproductive rights, and immigration. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Rise and roar!
Activist Donna Hill fired up the New York City crowd where two separate rallies and marches converged on Times Square.
We will be the change that is needed in this world.
Evelyn Yang, the wife of presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who recently disclosed she was among the women who have accused a former OBGYN of sexual assault, told the crowd the rally's theme, Rise and Roar, is personal for her.
I am so honored to be here with you all, roaring for justice.
Women's marches around the country are focusing on issues including sex assault, climate change, reproductive rights, pay equity, immigration reform, and LGBTQ rights.